Wonderful.
Yes, good. Beseda. So now, here, this Chav Chesiv, and the truth is, we won't have enough time to go through all of this. So, let's go right down to line 20, number one. Now, this we discussed this point many times. I want to go through it again. I just want to bring it up even clearer. Should really understand what's going on over here. So now, you have here, in number one, is a quote from Chelik Tezvob. The Rebbe said, the Ikir Inyan of Dira B'Tachteinim is in Makom Asecha B'Chol Derechecha. You know the difference between Makom Asecha B'Chol Derechecha? Now, let's understand the difference between Makom Asecha B'Chol Derechecha. There's Targum Mitzvahs of the Torah, right? Mitzvahs you have to do, because Hashem said. Makom Asecha B'Chol Derechecha is not a mitzvah of the Torah, it's a need. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to go to work. It doesn't say it's a mitzvah to go to work. It's a need. You have to face reality. Hashem made it, put you in a natural world. In a natural world, there's a need to work in order to provide for yourself. So you have to go to work. So, b'kol ma'asecha b'chol derechecha is a need. It's not a mitzvah of the Torah, right? It's a need. So, we have tarig mitzvahs, and etc. And then we have a need to provide for ourselves. We should be able to live. B'gashmish. That's b'kol ma'asecha b'chol derechecha. So now the Rebbe says here, the ikir inyan of dirbe tachteinim, in a certain sense, it's written here very clearly, in a certain sense, is more in b'chol ma'asecha than in Torah in mitzvahs, in a certain aspect, which we're going to try and discuss now. Okay, now, here, now, this is, let's go over to number two. Yeah.
It means that you have to recognize Hashem
in b'chol ma'asecha b'chol derechecha, yeah. It's just introduction. Let's not go into. Let's go into what we're going into something very thick over here, which I want to get across. I want to get it properly because we tried it many times. Now here, now we went through this, so you should know this already. Number two, this is how things are discussed in Chassidus. There's two different sugyas in Chassidus. One sugya is about bitochen, and one sugya is b'chol hashatase. One is bitochen. So now there's two separate. Some Amorim discuss Achol HaShatase, some Amorim discuss B'tochen. What we're going to do is, I'm going to show you how the Rebbe brings them both together. So here we have the first quote, is number two here. This is a letter from the Rebbe, but the Rebbe is actually quoting here what it says in the Amorim of Siddhis. The Rebbe says, in the Amorim of Siddhis explains that there's two Madregas in Tzadikim. The Ar Tzadikim, which Olam Haza has a value by them, therefore, they have to make a Keli. Right? Then the Ar Tzadikim, which Olam Hazeh has no significance by them at all, they're so above it, they're so great, that they don't have to make a keli, and they can rely on the betochen itself, right? Okay. Now the Rebbe continues in page number four here. The Rebbe continues going on line 3 to 5. The Rebbe says, here the Rebbe brings down what it says in Chassidus, that the others were all in the lower Madrega. That means they were expected to make a Keli. And Yosef was in the higher Madrega that he did not have to make a Keli. Okay? That is what it says. So this is two Madregas in Bitochen, and this is how it's discussed in Chassidus. Two Madregas in Bitochen, the higher one and the lower one. Now, here is another whole sugya of Chassidus. Another one. What is it? This is not about Bitochen, this is about B'chol Ma'asecha. You have to make a keli. So Chassidus discusses how you make a keli. So the Rebbe Chassidus says, so here we have the first quote, in number 3, on line 9 to 10, where the Rebbe Rashab says, the need to make a keli is only now in time of Golus. Mashiach will come, there is no keli. Why are we going to be sitting and learning? And that's right, we won't need a keli. We're going to sit and learn. Sheishes Yom Tansam Lechtecha is now Bismana Golos. Shia comes, there's no need to make a keli. We're going to sit in learning, right? So based on this, Reb David, based on this, that Mashiach, that now in Zmana Golos we have to make a keli, based on this, so let's say I'm a greater person, I have more trust in Hashem, I'm a bigger tzaddik. What is the extent I can reach to? The extent is that I will be so much imbued with the Yiras Hashem and belief in Hashem that I won't give so much importance to the Keli. I'll make a Keli how much I have to. I won't get carried away with making the Keli. But I'm always going to make a Keli. Why? Because in Zman HaGolos you have to make a keli, right? So what do we have over here? We have now two sugyas. One sugya talks about bitachon. What's one sugya? The sugya which talks about bitachon says that the Zimadreg of Tzidikim don't have to make a keli at all. The Sam Tzidikim will have to make a keli. The sugya of Ba'ashatah says, the second sugya of Tzidikim says, that a person should not give so much importance to the keli. Give less. So, the two sugyas are completely opposite. The one says, the best would be not to make a keli at all. That's the talking. But if you can't reach that madrega, do make a keli. The other sugya says you have to make a keli, but just don't give so much value to the keli, right? So the two separate sugyas, right? Right? They meet in the middle, but it's coming from two different points, two different directions. Fine. This is how it's explained in Siddhas. Now, here, now I'm going to show you what the Rebbe does. The Rebbe takes these two sugyas and brings them together. And we're going to see how the Rebbe does it. So the first thing is, we have to make a certain distinction between Torah mitzvahs and kol masecha kol rechecha. These two sugyas of siddhas, what are they talking about? They're not talking about kima mitzvahs. They're talking about kol masecha kol rechecha. How do I implement, go around to arrange my life, to help, whatever. So that, they're talking about, with the whole discussion is related to B'chol Masech B'chol Terechecha. Mainly, let's say, yeah? Okay. Here, Torah Mitzvahs is something else. Now let's see the Rebbe's approach to Torah Mitzvahs. This is number four. So here we have, the Rebbe says, before we go into that, yeah? Remember, we went to this, we discussed this many times, that there is Golos and Gula. There's two distinct realities, Golos and Gula. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says there's something above Golos and Gula. What are that? Torah and Yisrael. That means when I perform a mitzvah, I'm above Golos and I'm above Gula. Why? Because Golos and Gula are two things created in order to provide material mitzvahs. Golos is when I'm not doing well and Gula is when I'm doing well. But Torah mitzvahs is above it. So when I do a mitzvah, I'm above Golos and Gula. We had this many times, right? The etzem of Torah, the etzem of Yisrael is above Golos and Gula. That's the Aleph, which you're meant to take from Aleph. You bring the Aleph into Golos and you make it Gula. What is the Aleph? The Aleph is Torah Mitzvahs. Torah and Yisrael. Now, here, you have, in quote number four, when we say that Torah and Yisrael is above Golos and Gula, so it's, what does it mean? Can we actually, is there some way how we can actually show that Torah Mitzvahs is above Golos and Gula? Or it's just something we're saying? So here, number four, you're going to see very clearly. The Rebbe tells us very clearly how you see Torah Yisrael is above Golos and Gula. Where do you see it? Here, the Rebbe is talking about in Zman HaGolos. This Sikha here, number four, the first Sikha. The Rebbe says that Yid, when he's in Zman HaGolos, when it comes to anything which is related to Torah Mitzvahs, he has to know that he's a Melech. There's nothing in the world that can stand against Torah Mitzvahs. So what do we have over here? I'm in Golos. There's objections and obstacles from all around. But I come to Torah Mitzvahs, nothing can go against me. So what is the Rebbe teaching us here? This is that I should take an attitude of Torah Yisrael. The Torah is above, whether I'm in Golos or whether I'm Gula, Torah Mitzvahs never changes. So this is above Golos and Gula. Above, yeah? Why? Because I'm a Melech when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs. Now you have the same thing in the next Sikha, which there it explains even better. Because I'm not going to go in the whole Sikha, the next one, the second one. But there it says, a Yid who's just starting Avodas Hashem. A Yid who's just starting Avodas Hashem, his first thing he has to do, he has to be Mevatel himself. He has to be, you're just starting, you're a newcomer. You haven't been keeping Torah Mitzvahs now, till now. Be Mevatel, you have to be Bottle. The Rebbe says, when are you Bottle? When it comes to whatever it is, you have to be Bottle. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, you have to have the fullest takeif. You have to be the fullest takeif. And your takeif is not your takeif. That's coming from the Eibishter. So here you see again, when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs, there's no such a thing as Madregas. I'm a star, a newcomer. Torah Mitzvahs, because that is the Etzem. That's above all situations. So when you do Torah Mitzvahs, you always have to be, you have to be like a Melech. So this is a quote. Takeif. Strength. So now that is page number four, going over to page number five. And page number five, on top of page number five, you see, it says very clearly, when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs, you are like a Melech. You're an Eved Melech. Melech, you don't worry about anything. So you see, Torah Mitzvahs is above every situation. That's why when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs, you have to be calm, sure, there's nothing there, nothing, everything's going to work my way, nothing can go against me. That is an akud of Teiri Yisrael, which is above all situations, so therefore even in Golos, it's above Golos, above Gula, therefore even in Golos, I'm a Melech, right? So that is the Etzem. That is the Etzem, meaning that's the Etzem of a Yid, which is above all situations. The Etzem of a Yid and Etzem of Teiri, which is above every situation. We call it the Etzem. Now, we're going back to what we discussed before. What we were discussing before was B'chol Masechah Chol Drechecha. We're not doing Teir Mitzvahs. I have to provide myself, I'm going to work. So this is B'chol Masechah Chol Drechecha. Right? So this Sikhe is going to discuss B'chol Masechah Chol Drechecha. I'll tell you how this Sikhe works. We had before, Chassidus says, there's two separate Sugis in Chassidus. One Sugi is B'tochen, and one Sugi is B'chol Masechah, right? B'tochen is, I can come to a stage, I don't have to make a keli at all. That's the highest madriga. B'chol Masechah means in every situation I have to make a keli. Just depends how much importance I have to give to the keli, but I have to make the keli. Here the Rebbe is going to take, this is what the Rebbe does here. The Rebbe is going to take these two madrigas of B'tochen and he's going to pull them into Asher Ta'aseh. Why did the Rebbe do this? Because the way B'tochen, without the Rebbe doing it, the higher madrigas of B'tochen is totally unrelated to us. I shouldn't work. It's impossible, right? So the higher madrigas of B'tochen is not for me. The Rebbe wants us to have a shaitas to everything. The Rebbe is now taking the two madrigas of B'tochen and is going to put it into Asher Ta'aseh. And this is what the Rebbe does here. So this is number five. So I just want to go through this slowly because I want to see what happens over here. Here the Rebbe starts, in line number five, the Rebbe says, the kvon of the Eibishter is not that teva should come bottle, but we should elevate the teva. Therefore, because the kvon is to elevate the teva, therefore, both madregas of the B'tochen have to be in agreement with teva. So what do they mean, they have to be in agreement with the teva? That means that even when I'm in the higher madrega, I still make a keli. Why? It has to be in agreement with teva. I'm not making a keli, it's not in agreement with teva. That's pure B'tochen. It has to be in agreement with teva. So I have to make a keli. If I have a pure B'tochen, why am I making the keli? I mean, happy B'tochen. So Rebbe explains further in base, going all the way down to 11, the reason why I'm making the keli is not because I have to make the keli, because Hashem told me to make a keli. So what am I making the keli? Only because Hashem told me. So therefore, I'm which madrega B'tochen am I? I am the higher madrega B'tochen. I don't need a keli at all. But Hashem wants us, we should make this world, the terror of this world, to be going to Rotz and Abayda. Therefore, I'm making a keli because Hashem told me to make a keli. So now, what the Rebbe did was he took the two madregas, even the higher madrega, and pulled it into Asher Ta'aseh. Now, here comes an important point, which is this is more negated to us. The lower madrega, this is Aleph, and this is it's Aleph. And it's, I want to see how this goes in Aleph here. This is going from lines 8 to 10. The lower madrigan, the Rebbe explains it. Look how the Rebbe explains. The lower madrigan in the poor talking is the Yid knows. Remember, the Yid knows that everything is, that the only reason why you make a keli is because Hashem wants you to make a keli. Right? He has it straight. He knows he's making a keli. Why am I making a keli? Hashem knows. So why? If so, why am I not? I'm the high madrega. The only reason why I'm making a keli, because Hashem told me to make a keli. So I'm the highest madrega, right? No, I'm not on the highest madrega. Why? Because the fact I'm making the keli, I get carried away a bit. I get affected. And I give value to the keli. Even though I know in myself that the whole reason why I'm making keli is because Hashem told me. Nevertheless, I'm a human being and I get carried away. I'm not in the madrega, not to be affected. Now, so you have here, so now, let's explain how it works. Remember, we said before, we're talking here about B'chol Masechah, B'chol Drechecha. When it comes to Torah and Mitzvahs, the Rebbe tells us, every Yid is a Melech. Therefore, every Yid, whatever my situation is, the fact that Hashem controls the whole world and nothing has any value, every Yid knows it. Why? Because when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs, I'm a Melech. So the awareness that Ein Oid Mulvadi, nothing has value, every Yid has, because of Torah Mitzvahs, I'm a Melech. When it comes to Kol Masechah V'Chol Drechecha, with there I get more involved in the world, Okay, at that point, I'm not at the high madrega to keep my emunah, my bitokon, which I have by Torah mitzvahs. So I give a certain value to Olam Haza. So therefore, in this madrega aleph, there's a combination of both factors. One thing I'm aware, the only reason why I'm working, because Hashem told me, at the same time, I'm giving some value. You see? You got it? Yeah, yeah? You see what's going on here? So this is different than when we had it explained before. We brought from Chassidus before that you start up in B'chol HaShatase, you do work, and as you go, you refine yourself, you give less legitimacy to your work, you think more about Hashem. You give more less legitimacy to your work. Here the Rebbe is starting up the lowest madreig. Remember, the Rebbe is starting up the lowest. Every Yid has etzem. Every Yid knows by Torah mitzvah, he's a melech. So every Yid is aware that Einoid Movade. Nevertheless, I cannot carry this awareness when it comes through. I can't carry it through by B'chom HaSek B'chol Terechecha. So therefore, when it comes to B'chom HaSek Terechecha, I give a certain value. But the etzem, I have in myself the etzem. So everyone has a high madreig. Okay? So that is, you get it? Okay, now, let's go, now, here. What did the Rebbe accomplish with this? This I want to bring back. What did the Rebbe accomplish with this? It's like this. According to the Rebbe's this Mahalach HaMachshava, the Rebbe said, the only reason, and the higher Madrega, the only reason why I'm making a keli, because Hashem told me. The only reason why I make a keli. Your Moshe Mashiach is going to come. Am I going to have to make a keli? It's the reason why I'm making a keli because Hashem told me. Mezim Mashiach comes. Hashem taught. If that's what Hashem wants, Mezim Mashiach, I'm going to make a keli. So we're all going to be working. We're going to be working. L'cheira. We're going to be working when Mezim Mashiach comes.
You don't need it.
Now, one second. Let's have it in the Rebbe's words. You have it here in the Hadron of Tov Shim Mem Hei, which is in footnote number 2. It's almost by the bottom of the page number 5. There it's indented. The Rebbe explains the shit of the Rambam is. The shit of the Rambam is a person is mechuyev to work. So what's going to happen in Yemei Mashiach? If you're mechuyev to work, the shit of the Rambam means you're going to have to work when Yemei Mashiach comes also. So the Rebbe explains, you're going to be working, but you're not going to give value to the work. Why? It means, because you're going to be so straight with Torah mitzvahs. Your observance of Torah mitzvahs is going to be so proper that your success in work will be, you'll be so efficient that you won't have to give any importance to your work. In other words, you're going to be sitting in Yerushalayim. Just put it in. And you're going to be sitting in Rosh Hashanah and learning. You have to take care of business. In the afternoon, you take care of business. What's business? Business is being taken care of by your goyim. And you take care of business that they all have to do what you say. But you're not really working. You're above it all. You're sitting and learning. So, now. Fine? So that is how it's going to be in Mezim Sheikh. So what's happening to Mezim Sheikh? You're also going to have Hashatase. Right? It's just you're going to be so efficient that you won't have to put any effort into it. So that it's as if loy asik. There won't be any work. It's not work because you're not putting any effort into it. Now look what happens. Once, what would happen if I knew, let's say before the Rebbe told me all of this, I know your Moshe Mashiach, there's no work. The Rebbe explained me also there's no work in Moshe Mashiach. But how did he explain there's no work? Because I'm going to be, my Tatum is going to be so proper. I'm going to be so inspired with the talk that my work will be so efficient. Okay, that's what the Rebbe told us. Before the Rebbe told this to us, when Moshe Mashiach is no work, can I today relate to your Moshe Mashiach? I can't. Why? Because today in Zman HaGolus I have to work. So I can come put in more effort into it, work slightly less, but I'm going to have to work. I can't really move towards your Moshe Mashiach. According to the way the Rebbe told us, Yemei Mashiach is also going to be working. So in practical reality, there's no difference from today. Yemei Mashiach, what's the difference? In my attitude. Today I give more value and then I'm going to give less value. If so, I can today start ready moving forward towards the Yemei Mashiach. Now, this I want to come back to. So nowadays,
it's not going to work though.
What do you mean?
Let the
you can move forward. Start moving. You're not, if Moshe Mashiach would be, I'm dropping my work and everything and I'm going to learn, then how, you can't do that today. If Moshe Mashiach is, you're going to be working, just, you're going to be more efficient. Start doing your work today, have more bitachon, come more efficient, come more fishes, start moving in that direction today. It's not a different, it's not a different reality. It's the same reality, just being more efficient in this reality. So think, you start moving towards it today. Now, what is going to happen in the final? What happens towards the end? If Moshe Mashiach comes, I'm going to be so efficient, my work is going to be running so well, that I'm going to be sitting and learning, and the work will be taken care of. So we've come back to what it said, what did the Rebbe Rashab say? We Moshe Mashiach are not going to be working. We've come back to the same thing. So what did the Rebbe accomplish with this whole thing of telling us that Ashatas is a chiyuv and you have to do it, and he brought in two things of the two madrigas we're talking in Ashatas. What did the Rebbe accomplish with this? He accomplished one thing. Till now, because the final end is the same. What's the final end? You're not going to be working. The only thing the Rebbe did, he broke the barrier of today with Manas Gula. Once upon a time, there was a barrier, Golus and Gula. The Rebbe now went and took the Betokan, the highest Madregas of Betokan, pushed it into Ashatase. He brought the Madregas of Gula, which is the highest Madregas of Betokan, brought it into Golus. So now I can cross from Golus into Gula in my Avodah. Do you get what's going on? What do we come back to now? You're going to ask me, was the Rebbe Chadish here? Something. The Rebbe is not Chadish anything at all. He says exactly what he said in Chassidus. Why? We're coming back to what it says in Chassidus. The Rebbe made a whole circle here just to bring us into the loop, bring us into the Gula. So he gave this, you follow? That's what the Rebbe did. The same thing is, when we had, just to give an example, we had the same thing, Yashan Nivra. We had this, you may probably heard it, that the Rebbe said the Yesh is going to recognize Elokus. What did the Rebbe accomplish with that? The only thing is, because I'm a Yesh now, the Rebbe says Yesh can recognize Elokus. What happens when I recognize Elokus? I realize I'm nothing. So I'm going back to exactly to whatever it says in Chassidus all the years. The only thing the Rebbe did with all of these Chidushim of bringing in Elokus into the Mesogim of Olam Hazeh was just to bring that we should have bring the inyanim of Golos Gula into Golos. That's it. Where do we get back to? The final result is we go back to page number one to what it says. Okay, so I hope this is sort of a contact. If you have me, I go very quickly through two things of. I just added here two examples of Mesiras Nefesh. It's the same idea, Mamish, in number seven. Same idea of Mamish. Here, let's take the first one. It's easier to understand. Number seven, on page number six. The Rebbe says, there's two Madregas in Mesiras Nefesh, right? He's talking about Yaakov and the Shvatim. The Rebbe says, the Yaakov wanted the Shvatim, didn't want the fact that Shvatim made a mirma to get into Hebron. The Yaakov was upset. The Rebbe says he was upset. What were the men to do? The Rebbe says at several terutzim. One of the terutzim is Yaakov held. If you have to kill out Shechem, you have to take dinner from Shechem. You feel, don't do mirma. Mirma is not to be straight. Walk into Shechem and take her. It will work. If you're doing the right thing, it's going to work. Why didn't the Shvatim do it? The Shvatim worked in that Madrega. They're not going to. They're not going to make any keli. They're just going to walk in and take it. They weren't in that madrega. Which madrega in Avodas Hashem is the Rebbe asking us to do? So you look in the sichas, the Rebbe is asking us to do the madrega of Yaakov. But there's one difference. Madrega of Yaakov is just walk into Shechem. The Rebbe says, you go into Shechem, but you should know that you can find how to get into Shechem. Logically, the Rebbe is incorporated the Golus aspect or the logic aspect, except, do you follow that or you didn't get it? The Rebbe is telling us, you have to get dinah out of Shechem. Don't do mirma. Go into it. But you should know the way you can find logically how to do it. You, nowadays, in Yaakov's times, the Olam Hazeh was not in agreement with Elokus. So there was either you do mirma or you do Yaakov's way, just walk in. Today, the Olam Hazeh is in agreement. There's a logical way that you could find how to get into Shechem. And you have, if you have Yaakov's Bitochen, you can find logically how to do it. Once upon a time, you couldn't demand every year to have Yaakov's Bitochen. Why? Because Yaakov's Bitochen means ignoring Olam Hazeh. And not everybody could do that. Now that Yaakov's Bitochen is not ignoring Olam Hazeh. Today, the Olam Hazeh agrees with Torah Mitzvahs. You can live with Yaakov's bitachon, and you should find in Olam Haza how to do it. Now, how much you're going to do it depends on you. How much you're going to have this bitachon, that's how much of a keli you'll find how to do it. But you can find it. Do you follow this? The bitachon and the ashatasa and the keli and the logic go all together. So now, how much I actually manage to do, it depends how much bitachon I have, how determined I have, how much will I have, what's my mindset, and depending on that, I will be able to find the keli.
Yes.
Makes sense.